Hey, Rumi. I'm finally home. What do you want to do for dinner? I won't lie to you. I was thinking about something with meat all the way home. Now I have a craving for steak or something. Awfully quiet. Are you home? You sound a little muffled. Where did you say you were? Oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck. Please don't tell me, please don't tell me. Oh my god, I forgot to warn you about the web. Shit. Well, I guess I don't have to tell you about the web I set up in my room, do I? I thought the people would have warned you about a drider's habits of building webs, or that you really, really shouldn't enter mine unless we're an official couple. It's kind of a sacred space for driders. It's where we sleep, eat, rest, and do all of our daily activities. Basically, if I'm not out and about, I'm in my web. I only had the chance to put it up last night, which is why when you had already left for work this morning, I didn't get the chance to properly warn you. It must have slipped my mind through the day because I definitely wasn't expecting to come home and find you like this. I'm sorry. Are you holding up okay? I mean, besides being stuck in the web, are you feeling okay? Okay, good. First things first, if you're worried that my silk isn't going to be able to hold you for much longer, you've got absolutely nothing to worry about. The webs are created to hold more than one person. The pattern I wove isn't going to break, and my silk is stronger than steel. You're completely wrapped in it, suspended carefully in the air. You're totally safe like this. Sure, you might feel a bit of numbness in your limbs from the coating on the silk, but that should probably go away within an hour or two. No, getting close. Closer. It seems like you got yourself tangled up trying to get out of it. How did you even manage to do all this? I'm just curious, that's all. I'm not mad at you. I'm a little embarrassed with myself, but I'm definitely not upset with you. This is my fault that you're stuck in the web like this. I should have warned you beforehand. I'm normally so much better with these things. I guess it must have slipped my mind or something. With how sticky the silk is, flailing around probably only made it worse. Have you ever been stuck like this before? I was just wondering. You never know. I've never had someone who wasn't prey in my web before. This is new to me, too. Normally, this type of behavior is only reserved for mated couples. I wasn't expecting to come home to find my new roommate basically proposing to me by accident. The good news is I can get you down. The bad news is I'm a little too weak to do it right now. You see, I've spent the past couple days moving in and getting settled, which thank you for all the help, by the way. You're amazing. I was hoping that you wouldn't be grossed out by me. So I decided I was going to try to keep this nasty little habit of mine a secret for a few months, at least while I stayed with you, but it's starting to look like I don't really have another option. Do you happen to know how many kinds of driders there are? There are quite a few different kinds. Some live on plants, some live on prey, others live on a combination of both. Well, I'm a vampire drider. I live on blood. I only need it once or twice a week and I'm good. I used most of my stored energy moving my things into your apartment, and I've been trying to push through the rest of the week because I get my shipment this weekend. I was hoping I could keep this a secret, that way you wouldn't be grossed out by me, because most people don't like this little quirk of mine. I wasn't able to bring my food from home for fear of it going bad. In my current state, I am far too weak to untangle you from the mess you made. So, you have three options. Option one is you stay tied in the webbing until my order comes. Once I have my meal, I'll be able to help you down and make sure you're completely okay and that that numbing sensation is only temporary. Your second option is letting me find a stranger to drink from. The only reason this poses a risk is because I'm not sure how kindly someone would take to me just biting their neck. Which leads me to option three, and the one I think makes the most sense. You let me feed from you. Just a little bit. Nothing much. Just a small taste. Small enough that I can get my strength back and free you from my silk. Which one sounds the best to you? Well, if you want to get down as fast as possible, the third option is going to be your best bet. If you're willing to wait a bit and don't want to be made into a meal, then the second choice is your best. And if you don't mind waiting and are having fun dangling in the air like that, then I guess we'll wait. I'll take care of your needs, like brushing your teeth and feeding you food, and you'll be stuck in this revealing position for the next couple of days. If you want my honest opinion, I would go with option number three. I'm not just saying that because I'll also get to taste your blood. I won't pretend that that isn't a benefit, though, but I genuinely think that option three is the best for you. It gets you out of the web faster, so that way you can wash all the numbing agents off and get back to the rest of your day. I'm sure you're not enjoying being halted like this. Plus, your muscles are starting to get stiff from being restrained. Ultimately, it's not up to me. It's your choice. Which one do you think would be best for you? You want to go with option three? Then stay still for me. It'll only hurt for a second, and then it'll melt into pleasure. Oh. You taste so sweet. Blood warm and red as it slides down my throat. You're delicious. Feeding me so well. Look at you, giving me everything that you have. The more blood I take, the less you feel it, surrendering to the sensation. Oh, keep going. I want everything. everything you have. That was good. I can already feel myself starting to perk up again. I don't think I realized just how hungry I was until I sunk my fangs into your neck. It's been so long since I last had fresh blood, little one. I didn't take too much, did I? Look at you, flustering underneath my touch as I caress your cheek. I didn't think you would feel so soft. It's nice. It would be a shame to let all this go to waste, wouldn't it?